Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that anniversaries aren't just for romance. Sure, you want to mark the date that you met or married your partner, but you can celebrate other special personal or professional dates too. Doing so is a great way to show that something is important and to mark how far you've come. My family moved into our new house in early January of 2022. This was after a year-long renovation project. So we had anticipated this move for a long time. I remember that first night in the new house as being kind of challenging. Most of our furniture wasn't here yet. But it was the start of a new chapter in our lives. We ate pizza on the floor and got to know the new place. I now note the anniversary every year, how much the house has changed, and how we've made memories here too. Life features lots of anniversaries. This April, I will be celebrating 9 years of tracking my time. So I plan to note a time tracking anniversary. I will record my celebration in my time log, of course. I bet you can recall lots of non-romantic anniversaries too. Perhaps when you started running on Sunday mornings with your exercise buddy, or when you drank your last Diet Coke before going soda-free. Every year, there's the anniversary of the date you closed on your new home, or when you met your best friend, or got your cat. All these moments are worthy of celebration. While you probably remember the actual date you got married, you may be a bit fuzzier on other anniversaries. But with some work, you can probably figure out the specific date that important things started. For instance, you may know that your first Sunday morning run with your running buddy was the first Sunday of 2014. You can easily figure out that date with an online calendar. Maybe your first soda-free day was Ash Wednesday of 2022. That is an easy calendar find as well. Plenty of paperwork will tell you the date you closed on your home. Other moments, though, may be murkier. You may know you met your best friend at a yoga class sometime in May of 2018, or that you got your cat on a snowy day around New Year's of 2020. But you may not know exactly when, and that is okay. Just choose an approximate date to mark the anniversary. No one is fact-checking you. If you would like to declare that January 5th is your cat's homecoming anniversary, you can go ahead and mark that and celebrate it with certainty. Now, of course, once we are celebrating lots of anniversaries, friendships, job milestones, pets, moving, habits, the individual celebrations probably aren't going to be huge. But it's nice to do a little something, perhaps in keeping with the theme of the event you are celebrating. You and your running buddy could reenact your first run, same length and location. Or just go out for coffee after the run nearest your anniversary to celebrate. Give your friend a card to celebrate the anniversary of meeting, saying how much she means to you. You can mark years in a home by planting something new. Life happens continuously. It keeps passing whether we think about it or not. Noting anniversaries helps us pause and reflect. We can honor time as it passes, all the things we have stuck with, and that help shape who we are. Our romantic relationships shape us, of course. But so do many other things. It's good to celebrate all of it. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.